And we're now going to, and you heard John mention this in the news, the Building Commission is broadening its audit of aluminium composite panels following the Grenfell Tower fire in London. To have a chat about this to Peter Gow, who is the Western Australian Building Commissioner. Thanks for joining us on the program, Peter.
Good afternoon, Harvey.
Peter, how many buildings will you be examining, do you think, in this expanded audit?
We don't have an exact number, but it will be some hundreds of buildings. It depends to a large extent on exactly what we find as we start working with local governments to see what buildings are out there and what they've got on them.
What will be your starting point that you'll look at a building or you'll investigate a building and say, we need to examine that because? What are some of the parameters you'll be following?
We're starting with what we would call high-rise, high-risk buildings. So that's broadly buildings over two stories in height that people live and sleep in, so apartment buildings, hotels and so on, but it will include any other buildings which we think have vulnerable people in them, such as assembly buildings or hospitals or the like.
How do you carry out these inspections? Is it just, you know, based on whether or not they've complied with previous, and we've got pretty tight building restrictions here, we know that. Maybe they, in the light of Grenfell, perhaps we need them even tighter, but that's up to you to decide, I suppose. But yeah, but how do you actually go about the inspection process?
We work with local governments who are the permit authorities for buildings in their local government areas. So first of all, we get them to identify all the buildings that are over two stories and in the sort of categories that we're interested in, which they can do from their records. We then look more deeply with them into whether any of those buildings have the sort of combustible claddings or potentially combustible claddings that we're looking for. So that will narrow it down to the ones we're specifically interested in. Once there, we will look at the building records to see if we can identify what's been specified and placed on the building. If we can, that will tell us whether it's correctly specified or not correctly specified. And if we can't do it from the records, well, we'll go and have a look at the building and identify what's actually on it.
Yeah. Just a building having simply passed the building inspection of the day, I take it that won't be enough to, you know, as far as you're concerned, for it not necessarily to be audited. It may still be audited, even though it might have passed standards that were set a few years ago.
Yes, we're going to look at every building that has got cladding of concern, such as aluminium composite panels or anything else that could be a combustible cladding. We then have to make sure it's been properly specified and installed. It is possible to have some combustible things on buildings, as long as it doesn't cause spread of fire. So we need to examine each one on its sort of technical merits. But it is possible, and we saw this with the Foyer building last week, it is possible that some buildings have got through without complying properly with the building standards, and we should find those as part of this audit.
Yeah, impossible to tell yet, I suppose, Peter, but are you expecting to find many buildings similar to the Foyer Oxford in Leaderville, which, as you just mentioned, was recently found to contain non-compliant cladding?
Look, we're not expecting to find many buildings, but there is a good building approval system in Western Australia where buildings are examined for compliance with the building code before they get a building permit. But it's possible that there are holes in that system. We know historically there have been some buildings exempted from that process, and Foyer was one of them. We also know it's possible that people make mistakes or that suppliers supply the wrong material, so we can't be complacent, but we're not sort of panicky and thinking that there's a huge number of buildings out there that are dangerous.
Mm. When you do carry out an inspection of a building, people might be thinking, well, wait a minute, I live in a high-rise apartment building. Am I going to have to leave the building while inspections are taking place? How will that work for residential buildings that are literally full of people in the various apartments?
Until we're convinced that there is a real problem, people shouldn't be too concerned and, you know, carry on with their normal life. But if we do identify a building that has got the wrong sort of panels and it does present some sort of risk that needs to be dealt with promptly, well, then we will deal with the local government and the building owners and occupiers and work out what the best thing to do is. Like with the foyer building, it may simply be added vigilance and bolstering some of the fire detection systems may be sufficient. In other cases, as we've seen in the UK, they've actually evacuated buildings. Mm. I hope we don't get to that.
That's why I asked the question. Yeah, I mean, that's why I asked the question, yeah, really. Yeah. Would there be evacuations necessarily?
Only if we were genuinely concerned. And as I say, we have reasonable confidence in the building approvals process. We know there are not that many high-rise apartment or hotel buildings in Western Australia. We don't have the same stock of old refurbished buildings that they've had in the UK. So we're not expecting to get lots of problem areas, but to be absolutely frank, until we look at the buildings and make the assessment, we can't absolutely guarantee that there isn't a building that we would be concerned about.
Yeah, it's an exhaustive process. I don't think anyone's going to complain about that. Having said that, Peter, it's not going to happen overnight, is it? How long is it going to take you to go through all the buildings that need to be inspected?
Well, we're starting now to identify them with the local governments, but certainly this is something that's going to take some months. It's not going to be done in a few weeks, so it depends how much we find, and of course once we've found things, we'll have a better idea of just how big the task is. But I would say this is going to take us a few months at this stage.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll keep our eye on it, and if anything, when you believe we can help you in any way at all, Peter, you've got our number. We'd love to help.
Yeah, look, thanks, Harvey, and we will keep people informed of what we find. But at this point, people shouldn't be overly worried, but we will we'll keep everyone informed of what we find.
Excellent. Good on you, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Abby.
That's Peter Gow, West Australian Building Commissioner.